Well, last week I shared from Galatians 5, and if you missed it, you're welcome to listen to it on our website, www.graceunited.ca. At that time, I spoke about freedom we have in Christ. And this week, we move on to chapter 6. As can be expected, there is a relationship between these two chapters in the letter that Paul has written. In chapter 5, Paul tells us of what things we can expect when the Holy Spirit is in control of our lives, about the freedom we will enjoy. We find that there is purpose in our freedom that God has given us, and that God has created the world in such a way that we have real choices and real responsibility for those choices that are made through our God-given free will. And we are reminded that, although our culture is so often about concern for the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I, that it's important to remember how we are to live for God. Freedom in Christ is not radical individuality, but rather radical connectedness that binds our futures. As we have all been set free to be in relationship with and to serve others in love. From here, we now move into chapter 6, where Paul tells us how to relate with one another. He's giving us instructions, and he's giving these instructions to the Galatian Christians about how to live with each other as spirit-powered people in Christ. Here we read that we are to carry each other's burdens and that anyone who lives by the Spirit should restore one another in gentleness and fulfill the law of Christ, a law of love, a way to live as we are called to with the freedom that we have been given. Carry each other's burdens. We are meant to help carry the load. Now, we're not responsible for catching others in sin, and we're certainly not responsible for the judgment of others. Remember John 8:7, when the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Let any one of you who is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." We all sin. And we are responsible for our sins, not for the sins of others. Yet we are called to love those with heavy burdens. It's easy to look from an outside perspective and create our own opinions of why someone is suffering or what they must do to get out of a difficult time. Our calling is to walk alongside them and lighten their load. We are to share their burdens and not let these others battle their burdens on their own. We are to hop down in the trenches beside them and pick up a shovel. We all carry burdens. And sometimes we go through seasons where those burdens are just too much for us to haul around. Weights like relationship challenges, financial problems, illness, or emotional difficulties. God's Spirit certainly gives us the power to deal with these issues. But another way God intends to provide for those in Christ is by giving us the ability to help each other. Now, you may remember a number of years ago, back in the late 80s, there was a commercial for Lifeline Alert Service where this line was used. "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." This line is still repeated, probably daily, in a joking manner by someone somewhere. But the bottom line is this: when we fall, it's not a joking matter. Not physically, and most certainly not when we fall spiritually. If the body of Christ is to be a force for God, a force for good in this hurting and confused world, it's important to learn to love people, to accept them, to support them instead of judging them. There are times, and I believe there always will be times, when we fall. And sometimes that fall is hard, and we just can't get up, at least not by ourselves. Well, guess what? If one of us can fall, we all can fall, just as hard, and our free will choices play a part. A little while back, there was a posting on Facebook that hit home for me. The basic message was that every woman has a past. Well, in case you didn't know it, everyone, regardless of gender, has a past. And with that past comes some baggage that we bring with us as we move through life's journey. Some of us carry big, bulky suitcases full of all the stuff from our past. Some carry a simple overnight bag, but it's all baggage just the same. The post on Facebook went on to say, "Do not stab her with her past. Do not confront her. Do not slap her with more abuse. Give way to her and walk beside her." You see, my friends, the last thing someone who has fallen and can't get up needs is for someone to point a judgmental finger, for someone to throw their challenges and their mistakes and their sins, their hurts and their pains, to throw them back at them, to draw them out of their past and place them into their present. Instead, they need an arm around their shoulder. They need a kind word in their ear. We are responsible for lifting them, helping them when they fall, restoring them with gentleness. We're to help carry the baggage. Because you know what? Baggage gets pretty heavy when you're pulling it around with you. Even heavier when there's someone sitting on top of that suitcase saying, "Keep pulling it, don't let go, don't leave it behind. That's not where it belongs." We are responsible for others. That is a hard reality. And our spiritual freedom in Christ gives us the strength and gives us the courage to bear another's burdens and help them through. Has anyone heard of the butterfly effect? The butterfly effect is a concept that small actions have large effects. That every small, infinitesimal little act that happens affects everything. That every small thing that happens can change the universe forever. Imagine someone traveling back in time, and they step on the butterfly, and they crush the butterfly. The theory goes that because they crushed that butterfly, the air around the butterfly changes everything. It changes the turbulence in the water. The air quality around it is changed. Everything changes so much that it creates a tornado off in some distant place. Crushing it not only changes the continent where the butterfly was stepped on, but the whole idea is that missing flap of the dead butterfly changes things continents away. Now, I am not Bill Nye the Science Guy. I can't vouch for the butterfly effect in the natural or scientific world. But I do find it a resounding theme in Scripture. A little of something can bring about a big effect. I encourage you to sit back for a moment, maybe close your eyes if you'd like, and picture, if you will, a butterfly flapping its wings. Can you feel the air passing by from those beautiful wings in peaceful movement? Can you see the particles floating off the wings? Can you envision the winds of change as they begin their journey? We tend to be so narrow-minded, so shallow in our belief of the value of what we can do, on what's important and what's not. Even on what God can do with our little nothings if we entrust them to God with great love. I feel it's important that we never underestimate the effects of our tiniest acts of good, because they can have an effect on the future world. A future filled with things that didn't have to be this way. You see, just because we can't see these effects now, just because we can't feel them now, it doesn't mean that they're not real. So often, we lose hope and we say, oh, what good is the little things I do? No one notices, no one cares, and it doesn't really matter. Ah, but it does matter. God's plan is more vast than you could ever imagine. So let's not discount the value of anything. No one is an island. Things we do affect others. Every person is in need of human contact, desiring relationships. And the slightest grin, a sincere compliment, something small. Small things can and likely will permeate through a person's life. You are an example of the butterfly effect at work. You see, you have no idea how many lives you have touched and how many lives you will touch now and through eternity. It could be through a simple conversation, through making a meal or sharing it. It could be mentoring someone. Maybe it's teaching them a new skill or giving them words of encouragement when they need them. Maybe it's praying for them, or better yet, praying with them. Friends, for some reason, God works through us and allows us to touch people in ways large and small, changing lives for all of eternity. The interdependence of all things is so staggeringly complex, and it's intricate and it's delicate, that just one decision, one smile, one sacrifice, or even one harsh word can change the course of history. What if we just sent out a little word of hope and it produced a whirlwind of faith in someone's life? What if you were positive and you turned around someone's situation from being a situation that was filled with depression or desperation, and you helped turn it into something wonderful? What if you spoke words of hope and you caused someone to keep going, to not give up on themselves or anything else? What winds are you setting in motion with the words you speak and the actions you take in love? You have it in you to spawn a hurricane of doubt or a whirlwind of faith. If the butterfly hadn't flapped its wings, what would or wouldn't have happened? I don't know if I would have opened my life to the immeasurable relationship that I share with Christ today. If the butterfly hadn't flapped its wings, maybe you wouldn't have come to grace today or any day. If the butterfly hadn't flapped its wings, where might Grace United be had Reverend Lyle not followed his calling from God to lead this church? If the butterfly hadn't flapped its wings, you may not have the faith, the family, the friends, the love and the joy that you've experienced in your life. God has given you and I a ministry. God's given us a ministry of reconciliation. And when we stop judging one another and we start restoring one another, we will be much better equipped to fulfill that ministry. You see, one butterfly, one flap, it'll have an effect. But continuous flapping will have a greater effect. You can walk the way of Christ one time, and it will have an effect. Or you can live a lifetime in Christ's way and have a greater effect. Who will you be a butterfly for? What are you doing with the dash of time God has given you on this earth? Will you flap your wings? Will you change the course of history through one small turn or one small action in your life? Thanks be to God.